All right, we've got some fun news. We've got some good news, some intriguing news. And really, you could probably describe better than all of that as disturbing news. But I think it benefits us in the end. CNN still hates President Trump. That was clear in a clip that we're going to show you in just a second here. Lots more to get to. Kayleigh McEnany dropped some bombs last night. There's stuff coming out about Dominion. There's stuff coming out about a lot that has to do with this election that's so, so critical to the country. We're going to get into all of it. We're going to do it right now. All right, lots to get to today. But as we fight for this country against people who very clearly hate this country, don't listen to a thing the mainstream media or the Democrats say. It's in their actions, and in some cases their words, but mostly their actions that we see that they hate. They're the intolerant fascists, though. They're the people that they claim that we are. They're the ones burning things down. They're the one intolerant of other opinions and ideas. They're the ones who will do anything to win at all costs in anything, whether it's a local mayor race, a governor's race, the presidential election, whether it's fighting on an issue, whatever the case might be. And the media, again, plays a huge part of it, and part of that problem that we're seeing in the country and why people are acting the way they are, why they're intolerant towards the right, towards Christians, towards Jews, towards people of many faiths, is because you've got the mainstream media spewing hate 24/7 on all channels. Before it was all but Fox. Now it's on all of them. Yes, Newsmax and OAN are doing a good job. But in terms of the major networks that have the most eyeballs, you have them spewing stuff like this. This was Christiana Amanpour making quite the comparison here. Roll one.
Welcome to the program, everyone. I'm Christiana Amanpour in London. This week, 82 years ago, Kristallnacht happened. It was the Nazis' warning shot across the bow of our human civilization that led to genocide against a whole identity. And in that tower of burning books, it led to an attack on fact, knowledge, history, and truth. After 4 years of a modern-day assault on those same values by Donald Trump, the Biden-Harris team pledges a return to normal.
So, again, they're so good at projecting themselves and their crap onto others. It's lazy, it's reckless to compare President Trump to Hitler, to compare the GOP and our current administration to the Nazi regime. I mean, these people on the other side, the people that we are up against in an election right now, the people that we are in a silent war with for the fate of this country, are the most evil, intolerant people on the planet. They just are. And if we were anything like what they say we are, or what they say President Trump is, they would all be wrangled up, locked away, have no voice, no platform, no media, no nothing. But it's literally the exact opposite. They have access to all of that. There's no punishment for anything that happens. We don't push back. We don't burn things down. It's not going to last for long. They're going to push people. Joe Rogan said it really well. I don't have the quote in front of me, and I don't know when it's from either, but it's really good. And he basically is talking about pushing all these patriots. He said, you know, there's a lot of GOP people, a lot of libertarians, a lot of folks that have guns, have served this country, and just want to go about their business. They don't get involved in all the drama that's going on like we're seeing right now and have seen over the last several years in particular. But basically, fast forwarding, he's like, you're going to wake them up, and at a certain point, they're going to say no more, and they are going to F you people up. It's over. They're counting on the fact that we're silent and don't push back, and that's not what I want, not what anyone wants. Some people probably want, but it's so interesting that they push this and push that we are intolerant when all we do is sit back and say, okay, keep making yourself look bad. Okay, somehow make yourself look worse. It's impressive how you keep doing it. But at a certain point, people will wake up and push back. They will. Speaking of pushback and media. You had CNN there comparing Trump to Hitler. Several reports now of Fox News having to hire a crisis management team to handle the mass exodus from the network and stop the bleeding after they're just off. I mean, you can pinpoint it back to the tipping point was the election and their coverage of the election. But again, there was Newt Gingrich getting cut off on the George Soros stuff. There's several hires, whether it's Donna Brazile or people like that have happened over the years. They've been going this direction. The election just pushed it over the cliff. So we'll cover more on that as we see more. We did see a dip in the right. They were in third place the other night behind CNN and MSNBC, something that didn't used to happen. So that is definitely getting interesting. One way you can fight for the country, guys, keep us on a good track, is you can join Mammoth Nation. They are America's conservative discount club. They are great people who are on a mission to keep this country great, to protect your Second Amendment, to support our law enforcement officers, our veterans, all the things that we hold so dear and are fighting for right now. It's $19 a year, better than a donation. You get discounts on all sorts of stuff that you're already going to buy. Internet, wireless, travel, insurance, other products. You'll pay for that membership fee in your first purchase. If you want, you can become a lifetime member like I am. They'll send you a free American flag, some other goodies in the mail just for signing up. Guys, it's so important. Now more than ever is not the time to be quiet. Now more than ever is not the time to sit back and hope for the best. Get involved. This is a great way to both get involved and to get discounts. Like it's just a win-win all across the board. So head on over. It's mammothnation.com. Join the fight so we can keep America the way that we know and love it. All right, did a quick video last night. You probably have seen on Lori Lightfoot and her ridiculous advisory. But I wanted to circle back on it real quick. Just real quick, because it ties into a couple other things. So she put out this advisory yesterday. Stay-at-home advisory, which starts next Monday. She tweeted this out with it that basically says, life as we know it is over. Stay at home, unless for essential reasons. Stop having guests over, including family members you do not live with. Avoid non-essential travel. Cancel traditional Thanksgiving plans. I mean, talk about Scrooge. Jeez. Her and Cuomo and so many others, of course, Cuomo governor, not a mayor, but so many others are making these crazy lockdowns now. They've made fun of conservative states and cities for spikes and how they've handled things. They've leaned heavily on masks in those places. And apparently the science didn't all work in their favor there, because now they're going back to lockdown and draconian rule has somehow gotten worse in Chicago. It's going to get worse in other cities. But this was, I mean, just days ago, this was Lori Lightfoot, roll two.
We get to take our democracy back.
Yeah!
And I just want to say, for all those people who voted,
amen,
you made this happen.
Okay.
Yeah! You know, people were skeptical whether or not we were going to be able to do this.
Yep.
Yep. All right. So you get the point. She's, if you're listening, she's in a huge crowd. They're celebrating a Biden victory. A lot of people are wearing masks, yes, but they're like we've seen with so many of these things, they're do as I say, not as I do, and crammed in this space. And I'm, you know, look, Biden's not going to win. But just like the Notre Dame game, go celebrate. Celebrate stuff. Be with people. Don't listen to Lori Lightfoot and not spend Thanksgiving with your family or see them during the week of Thanksgiving or the week of Christmas. She's a tiny little woman who's ruined that city. She means nothing. They can't actually mandate this. So push back. If you keep giving them an inch, they are going to take miles. And folks, people have already given them miles. So they are just going to continue to go hard to the hoop until people push back. It's ridiculous. She wasn't the only one, though. Feeling the spirit of lockdowns. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser sent this out today. Additional guidance. Wear a mask around friends and family who are not part of your household. Wear a mask when you're hanging out with your best friend. Wear a mask when you're talking to your favorite coworker. Wear a mask when you are visiting your mom's house. Wear a mask when you have guests in your home. Shut the hell up. If you come to my house and you're wearing a mask, you will be sent away. That's stupid. Now, if you've got a condition, you're not going to be going out anyways. But There are rare exceptions to everything, but come on, people. They want the situation in this country to be awful. They want the economy going down right now so they can claim a victory later. They're claiming a victory on the vaccine now, which I don't know if it is or not, because there's apparently some pretty nasty side effects that go with it. But the intent and the point was, we got it done. We got it approved. We got it faster than anyone before under President Trump. Somehow they're taking credit for that. So watch all the big news cycle changes in narrative that are going to happen over the next several weeks. Hopefully the biggest one being that it's going back to Trump and that there's unfortunately riots in the street, but we've got four more years. But assuming the worst, assuming that doesn't happen, it's going to be negative news. This sucks. Trump screwed this up. Trump screwed that up. And then come January, February, March, we're going to get close to cherry blossoms in D.C., and all of the news is going to be rosy. It's going to be great. And you'll get the huge mainstream media Biden machine, Democrat machine, going for the worst candidate in the history of politics. That somehow garnered, what's that, whatever it's at now, 78 million votes? No way in hell. No way in hell. Obama wouldn't have gotten 78 million votes. And they love him. I don't know why, but they do. All right. Speaking of votes, let's get on to the grand day. Let's get on to the election. Lots coming out. We're going to unpack a lot today. We're going to talk about Kayleigh McEnany in a second here, who is on Hannity, Federal Elections Commission chair. And then there's this interesting study that you've maybe seen from some folks from MIT that's been circulating out there. And I had seen it. But I had seen that it was circulating, but I had not watched it yet. And one of the viewers here sent it, and it finally kind of pushed me over the edge, so I watched it. Really intriguing. Really intriguing. Aligns with everything. My producer's probably mad at me because I'm running late today because I watched the whole damn thing. But it aligns with so much of what we're seeing and hearing throughout the country. So we'll get to that. We're going to get to that after the break. That's going to be the grand finale, if you will, today. But let's start here. Kayleigh McEnany appeared on Sean Hannity last night. This was just a small segment, kind of setting the scene. Then we'll talk about it. Roll three.
Sean, a read through some of these affidavits. I now have three binders, most of which are affidavits. I have three binders. These are court filings and affidavits, but they're startling, Sean. You get the very clear image of what it was like to be a poll watcher, a Republican poll watcher, who all you want to do is go in and say, watch the count. It's your legal right, but you're shouted down, called the C word, racial slurs used against you, threatened, pushed.
Couple things. I love a woman with binders. That's amazing. And you never want to get into an argument with Kayleigh McEnany. You lose 100% of the time. You just do. She is sharp as a tack, an absolute star. But they had a really interesting conversation, provided some new updated information on some of the affidavits that they've got, some of the abnormalities and irregularities that are happening throughout the country. So I encourage you to go watch it. We're not going to show the whole clip, but go watch that. But she also tweeted this out in a series of tweets, just kind of teasing some of the stuff they're working on, some of the stuff that they have evidence for and are now, of course, battling in legal battles in these key battleground states. So I'll just kind of skim it here. For those of you watching, you can see it. For those of you listening, we have 234 pages of sworn affidavits under penalty of perjury alleging election irregularities from just one county in Michigan. That's just in one. Allegations. Eyewitness saw a batch of ballots. 60% had the same signature. Nothing to see there, right? Eyewitness saw ballot batch scanned 5 times. Moving on to her second tweet. Eyewitness saw 50 ballots fed many times into scanner. Eyewitness say January 1, 1900, the year 1900 was recorded in poll book as the date of birth for many not in the book so they could count ballots. Of course, she's doing shorthand in terms of the description here so she can get it in the tweets because Twitter... I hate the 140-word limit, but that's just me. We'll talk about that later. All right, so continuing on. Eyewitnesses saw 35 ballots counted even though not connected to voter record. Again, nothing to see here. Eyewitness saw poll workers marking ballot with no mark for candidates. So that's not your job. It's not your civil duty to fill that in. That's clearly fraud and corruption. Eyewitnesses saw ballots counted with no signature or postmark. Against the rules, voters said deceased son was recorded as voting twice. So not just once. You know, again, Biden did way, he outperformed what a lot of people thought he would do with dead voters. But, I mean, that's impressive that this person's dead son not only voted once, but twice. Eyewitnesses saw provisional ballots placed in tabulation box. Continuing on. Witnesses told ballots received after election were being predated, counted. Failed software that caused error in Antrim County, used in Wayne County. GOP challengers not readmitted, but Dems admitted. GOP challengers forced to stay away, while Dems were not. GOP challengers physically pushed from counting tables by officials. GOP challengers subjected to racial harassment. Dem challengers gave out packet tactics to distract GOP challengers. No reason to do that if you're not going to cheat, right? I mean, like, okay. Election officials covered windows so challengers couldn't observe counting. We've seen the video of that, shown it here on the show. Election officials cheered when GOP challenger ejected. We saw that video as well. GOP challengers, challenges to suspect ballots ignored. Challengers barred from observing ballot duplication process. So, laundry list of stuff here. A ton. And again, is everything that has been accused or stated 100% factual and true? Don't know. But if you can read even just one of those six tweets that Kaylee put out, and she could have tweeted probably for the entire day, just from the one county in Michigan, you should get to the conclusion that I continue to say on this show that something's not right. This all seems very, very wrong. We should either redo it, audit it. Something drastic has to be done. But clearly there are votes that should not be counted going to Joe Biden. Maybe there's some, if you do an audit, that went the other way. I highly doubt it. But no one should be comfortable with where we are today and say, I think we're good. Let's move on. Let's move on with the election. No, if you're saying that, the fact that social media is still suppressing everything and claiming it's over, they, and again, some of the stuff we're going to talk about, they know that they're in trouble. The things that we're seeing, the things that are being said, aren't said if you're not covering something up. You don't have to, literally, my 10-year-old son can figure this out. And now, granted, he's like Doogie Howser, like he's really smart, but like, your 10-year-old son could figure it out. This person's 10-year-old, the dead son who voted twice could figure it out from the grave. It's not hard. All right, so speaking of those irregularities, it's not just Kaylee who you'd say, well, Kaylee's the press secretary for President Trump. Of course she's going to say that. Well, okay, again, first of all, she is going to say that. She is going to defend the president. She is going to defend the White House and the entire administration. But she did not create these sworn affidavits, these statements under oath, which again could have massive consequences for these people if they are lying. Not to mention, if it wasn't significant and serious to them, they wouldn't be doing it because of the onslaught of hate that they're going to get, or God forbid the Clintons find out where they live. So you can't just say that she's biased. You can't just say Rudy Giuliani's biased. You can't just say any of that when there's actual evidence stacking up left and right. There's another Project Veritas video that dropped today. I'll probably do a clip later on after the show. But this was the chairman of the Federal Election Commission who himself expressed concerns about fraud, given all that he's seeing roll forward
on this election.
I do believe that there's voter fraud taking place in these places. Otherwise, they would allow the observers to go in. When you have claims of, 10,000 people who don't live in the state of Nevada having voted in Nevada, you have the video showing where people are, they're either duplicating a spoiled ballot right there, or they're in the process of just marking a ballot that came in blank for a voter. That's a process that needs to be observed by election observers. State law allows those observers to be in there. And if they're not, then the law is not being followed, making this an illegitimate election.
All right, let's go back to that video if we can. The video we're watching there, if he's filling out the ballot on the top right there, so this would be...
So the chair of the Federal Election Commission has concerns as well. And fairly so. I mean, look, all of the abnormalities, all of the you can look but you can't stuff, I just don't understand how dumb these people are. I don't understand in the first place how you can hate America so much, not understand that other people have different opinions and try and sway something your way. You shouldn't feel good about winning that way. You don't love America if you're doing that. If you love America, you say, this is our process. We're going to let it play its course, and we'll see what happens. Maybe we get 4 more years of President Trump. Maybe we don't. I think we definitely would have. And they know that, which is why this all happened. But I don't get, getting back to that point, how you can be so dumb and make all of your stuff so obvious. Again, maybe some of it is not true. I know there's people who come on this channel and say, well, not all that's substantiated. You're right. You're absolutely right. Not all of it has been substantiated yet. Some of it will be. Some of it won't be. But as soon as you have one instance, you've got to shut the whole damn thing down, take a beat, and start over. Because if you can get away with this, that, or the other, it brings everything else into question too. This is common sense. So we have to. You hear people out there saying, let's just redo the whole thing. Voter ID, you got to be verified. You got to do it in person. That'd be great. It's probably not going to happen, folks. So let's not put our hopes in that. But that would be great. And if there's one thing that everyone should agree on, you might not agree on who wins this election in the end once it's certified, but everyone should agree that our process is jacked up and needs to be fixed now and moving into the future. We are way too in a fragile state. We're walking on eggshells on every issue out there. And as something as important as this, you can't pour more gas on that fire. I'm telling you. Playing with fire is an understatement. We're well beyond playing with fire. We are in the fire. And man, it could get bad if we don't get things in check here real quick. All right, so I want to get into this Dominion stuff. You know, everyone's talking about the Dominion software, and we'll get into that. We'll show you some screenshots. You just saw one there. We'll show you some of these things that are abnormalities that we're gonna talk about on the other side. It's really interesting. It's really crazy. I'm not even gonna get into it. We'll just share on the other side. Well, I've got you before we get there. Head on over to drewberquist.com, guys. It is the best place. We are going to continue to put an emphasis on you going there because we know that we can control that environment. We know that big tech and other places can't censor it. There's things they can do to an extent, yes, but not to the point that they can anywhere else, like we're seeing right here on YouTube right now, like we've seen in the past on Facebook, we're seeing on Twitter. So keep going to those places. Please, you know, give us a like and a thumbs up and some support and share with your friends and family our Facebook, Twitter, Parler pages. Subscribe here on YouTube. Click the notifications button, even though some of you can't right now. Click the thumbs up button and engage and provide feedback with us, even though some of you can't right now. Again, like the voting stuff, it's so obvious what you're doing. Like, and I'm no one. Like, I'm not Dan Bongino or Tucker Carlson. Like, we've got a great audience. I love all of you guys. But it's so funny that they're going after us as hard as they are right now. But alas, they are. So this is what we're dealing with. So the best way, again, go to drewberquist.com. You can watch the show. You can watch clips. You can listen to the podcast. You can read news commentary. Subscribe to the newsletter. And then there's plenty of updates and things coming there. It's a little bit slow right now because we're heading into the holiday season. But we're getting some of those things tweaked with the dev team to push out. So be looking for some updates there. All right, on the other side, we'll get to this crazy MIT study, to the Dominion voting software, all of that. Stick around. Life in America isn't what it used to be. What liberal Democrats have planned for this country and your family would be devastating. At Mammoth Nation, we're committed to supporting conservative candidates. We also stand behind our police, military and veterans, the Second Amendment, and so much more. You only get one vote. Mammoth Nation's here to make sure it counts. We need your support, so join Mammoth Nation today.
It's better than a donation. Savings from just one purchase can pay for your entire membership. Become a lifetime member today. Go to mammothnation.com.
the only proper way to adjust your set.
Yeah.
Underwear for men. Set them once and done for all day comfort.
All right, welcome back. Here we go. Before we get to this problem of the Dominion software, the Diebold software, all the different softwares that are out there and the havoc that they are allegedly wreaking on our voting process this year, we've got other problems. Man, you in particular, we've got some problems that are happening south of your border. Talking about your junk. You know by now. You know, I'm talking about UFM underwear for men. And they've got the solution, guys. They do. Most men's underwear these days do not provide actual support. They just do all sorts of stuff down there. It's not comfortable. Makes you have to do awkward adjustments in public. You don't like it. Your wife doesn't like it. But you've got a solution. UFM's patented pouch system eliminates all skin-on-skin contact in your nether regions. Just think of it like social distancing in your pants. UFM moves with your body so you can go from one activity to the next without second thought. They're great for sports, work, everyday use. There's medical applications, all because their unique drawstring adjustable support pouch allows you to increase the support to your preference and provides actual support. It's the holiday season, folks. UFM make a great gift, and you can save by using promo code Drew at checkout. So support your manhood. Treat yourself right. You deserve it. Go to UFMunderwear.com. Use promo code Drew to save $6. Again, UFMunderwear.com. All right, I pick on math a lot. On the show, off the show. I think once we get to a certain level, it becomes ridiculous for some of us. Not all. If you're an engineer, you want to be an astronaut, you want to be a whatever. Obviously, there's some different stuff that you're going to need. For the most of us, though, as soon as you start adding in letters, it's like, I'm out. I'm not doing this. Never going to use a letter in my checkbook. On the calculator. I'm just not doing it. But again, I get that some people do need it. And in this case, this study proves that this math and these smart people who know how to use it give us some very useful tools to work with. So we've heard about Dominion software concerns. It's been, you know, lots of discussion, particularly this last week over issues with the election. Some votes that went to Biden that were supposed to go to Trump were switched. And that was just one instance. You had the Texas, I think it was Secretary of State or senior officials in Texas, was probably several of them, but they said we're not even using it because they had tested it, seen several problems with it, and said no, not happening, not in Texas. But a lot of states, I think it's 28 states, use Dominion software, including the six battleground states that everyone's talking about right now, and where there's, you know, legal battles and what have you. Keep this in mind too. Dominion Software is a Canadian company owned by Smartmatic, which was formed by Venezuelans, managed by Venezuelans, who were close to the Chavez administration and then also the current Maduro dictatorship, both of them dictators. So they know a thing or two about swaying elections. And granted, the Democrats want us to be Venezuela, Lord knows why. But that's where this software came from. And they own the company that they own Dominion that is running this software in our election. So foreign companies handling our stuff and not ones that we should be trusting. But let's move past that since everyone else has nothing to see here, right? So there's been a study, and this is not just specific. Dominion, of course, is saying, well, our machines are perfect. They're not hackable. There's nothing wrong. Of course you are. And a lot of people in the country are saying, oh, okay, they said it's good. Like, that's our problem, folks. That's our problem. Whether you're talking about masks, COVID, voting machines, some other policy, just because they say don't worry about it, we shouldn't have to have this conversation. You should worry about it. There's massive concerns stemming from it. They are hackable. It's been proven. As are other systems out there, the Diebold or Diebold or however you say it, and some other platforms that have been used. But these guys at MIT, led by Dr. Shiva Iyadurai, I think I said that right. I apologize if I didn't. He's been around. He's the guy who's got 4 degrees from MIT, which is not, I could have never gotten into MIT. If they had football, maybe. But even then, they probably would have actually followed the rules and not skirted issues there. But Fulbright scholar, has started a bunch of successful tech companies, founder and CEO of Cytosolve, just discovering cures for major diseases from pancreatic cancer to Alzheimer's. He does all sorts of stuff, makes an impact. And obviously, again, four degrees, doctorates and whatnot from MIT, smart guy. And his team, Benny, if you go and watch the video, we're not going to show the whole video here. Okay, I encourage you to do it. It's an hour long. Very interesting. I started it thinking, all right, I'll just kind of skip through, pick up some key parts, and then move on from there. I watched the whole damn thing. Was fascinated. And again, I hate math. I'm not a big data junkie. I appreciate it. I like it when other people create it for me. But this was very interesting. And they, for the sake of this video, and again, you can go search the video. The guy's name, again, is Dr. Shiva, Shiva Ayyadurai, Ayyadurai. And you can find it. But they focused on Michigan, which, of course, very contested state, battleground state, one of the states that when we went to bed, Trump was winning, looked good. When we woke up, not so much. Biden's been growing his lead. He, you know, they declared the state for him. And the media and the Democrats want you to think it's over. It's not over. I don't think a lot of these states are over. I did say, side point from what we're talking about here, and Dominion is being used in Georgia too. But from what I'm seeing, and maybe I'm missing, I hope I'm missing something. The recount in Georgia, I don't think it's going to help us that much. If it's not a full-on audit and they're not validating everything, they're just recounting the votes that were already there. Seems like a waste of time and something just to pacify us and won't be that beneficial. So hopefully there's a lot more going on with it that I'm missing. And hopefully there will be additional investigations into any abnormalities with Dominion or any other voting system or any other, you know, manual stuff that happened there in Georgia. But these guys, again, getting back to it, focused on Michigan. And basically what they found, I'm going to highlight all this again because it's a long thing and they're talking about stuff that will be very easy for you to see and document. When they first start talking on certain points, you're going to be like, what? Or maybe not. Maybe you're smarter than me. That's not hard. But, and I can't wait for the troll comment on that comment right there. But there's an algorithm in place pretty clearly there. And you can see that, and they document it and show it. And it would seem to be in Republican stronghold counties within Michigan, where the Democrats, whoever was involved with getting this algorithm in place, wanted to sway results. It's a weighted decimal value that basically triggers and subsequently transfers vote to the other candidate at a certain point. And I look, some of this stuff could be disproven. I'm not coming out here and saying everything that they showed is perfect and accurate. They're doing a sample study. They're showing some stuff. But what they found, even them, you know, you know, engineers and scientists and people like that, they tend to be very dry. These guys weren't dry. But the data, like, you look at this data, it's like, that is really interesting. And we're talking about, like, plotted points on a chart. We'll show you them in a second. You saw a tease of one earlier. But so there's this algorithm that you can see in these Republican counties that triggers votes being transferred from, in this case, Trump to Biden. And they track it. They tracked all sorts of stuff. They tracked, in Michigan, you can vote for like a single, like Trump or Biden, single candidate, or you can do straight party tickets. So they tracked them, breaking them up different ways. And again, it appears the algorithms were used in Republican areas, not places where it seemed that Biden was going to win and they felt secure based on everything that they did there. And the more the precinct was Republican, you know, the redder the county, the more votes that were sent to Biden. So we'll start here. Here's some examples and we'll kind of talk through the first one. So this is Oakland County, a big county, early voting. And you've got the, excuse me, the access, as he would describe it there, going across. So on the far left where you've got lower numbers, and it's kind of hard to see, but where you've got lower numbers, anything above that line are kind of represent precincts and single votes for President Trump. And because they're in lower percentage, the assumption is, as they describe, that they're, you know, minorities, you know, communities, more blue, more Democrat communities, where those are, you know, some abnormalities. And then you see all of these votes at a certain point, you just see that clear line. All of a sudden, it's, and as they said, this should be jumbled. So in one instance, it causes some concern, but they kind of continue on with things. So here you see this line of basically all these people that just went the party ticket way below, essentially saying that in this graph and in this case, lots of Republicans had abandoned Trump and said, we don't like Trump, which I think on its face value and just whether you look at rallies, whether you look at excitement, whatever, you know that that's probably not true. There are some, absolutely. But things went down and they said we were concerned right off the bat because when you're looking at data and analytics and curves and all of this stuff, you typically don't see things that clear, like that perfectly straight. So they continued on. They did Oakland County on election day, same county. And you can see the exact same pattern within, you know, a margin of error. And in this case, let's actually go back to the first one. So on the first one, 40,000 votes went to Biden. And then yeah, that was an early vote. And then the second one, this is just in that one county. On the second chart, which is on election day, 20,000 votes went there. So really peculiar. And again, you can see both graphs. They both take the same course, which shows a weird abnormality that, you know, if things were normal, you'd have a spattering of those blue dots representing precincts all over the map. Instead, it's just, oh, it's going this way, and then, again, I'm no mathematician. That's not my field. But you can recognize patterns. Most of us can recognize patterns. And that's interesting. So that's one county. Those two graphs were one county, Oakland County. Then you go to Macomb County, another traditionally Republican county. And you can see, it's hard to see the faint yellow line that starts where things are trending on a straight line and then it hits a certain point, is triggered, and goes down the exact path that it did in Oakland County. And here there's reported 28,000 vote loss from Trump going to Biden in early voting. So the same. I mean, you could line all these pictures up. We didn't do it, but they do it in the video. But you can line all these pictures up, and it's exactly the same thing happened in both counties. So let's look at another county. Let's look at Macomb County, which is also a traditionally red county. Here's that one. Or Kent, excuse me. This is Kent. Same thing. 45,000 votes went to Biden. You saw the spattering of people who were likely Democrats in the early parts of the chart, breaking tradition of voting for Trump. And then all of a sudden, the dip occurs, and it follows the exact same trajectory as Oakland and every other county we've shown. Oakland, Macomb, Kent. So then they did, which was interesting, they showed what it was supposed to look like. This was Wayne County, which is a heavily Democrat county, where they didn't think that the algorithm was needed, if this all proves to be true. And you can see it looks very different, very what they called normal, and no algorithm applied. So it's, as they said, the bottom line, this is way too perfect. And even you and I, normal everyday citizens who don't live in data, some of you maybe do, but speaking to the majority here, can see that the pattern is the exact same in those Republican counties where we lost significant votes. And it happened at the same time, was triggered at the same kind of, you know, percentage point, where the dip occurs, and then tens of thousands of votes go to the opponent. Really, really interesting stuff. And again, I hate conspiracies. This is not a conspiracy. This is data. This is a conversation. The data shows this. Now prove why we are wrong. That's what I'm saying. Because that data doesn't look right. And again, these individuals, these smart individuals who live, breathe numbers, data, curves, making charts all day. That's what they do for a living. And they said something's wrong here. They asked Benny, who's one of the other guys in the video, what's the probability that we're missing something here and that this chart does not indicate that there's an algorithm present, i.e. something was put in place to hack and change this? He said, 1%, I would say 0, but you never say 0 because you don't want to rule out anything. He said, there's just no way. There's no way that something nefarious was not happening here in these counties because this is too perfect. We never see this. And it's precisely the same in all of the others. So again, there are some questions that need to be answered, folks. This election is not over. This election might not go our way. I tend to think more and more by the day that it should. But should and will are very different things, especially in 2020 America. But you too should have questions. You should not feel crazy about having questions and wanting answers. And both sides should feel the same way. If you're a Democrat looking at that data, You too, if you weren't a douchebag and you wanted the best for America, not just the best for you or your candidate. And again, you're not voting for Joe Biden, so just the best for you and your party. You should look at that and say, that seems weird. Can someone explain in an adequate manner why this has happened, not just in one location, but in multiple locations the exact same way, and that it's only benefited one candidate? You should be there. That should be where you're at. If you're not, you're wrong. Okay? If you live way over here on the right in conspiracy land all the time and the Democrats can do no right and this, that, and the, you're wrong too. But what we're seeing here and our calls for audits and investigations when there's sworn affidavits, there's data like this from Dominion, there's proof in instances from Dominion with the one county. Why we're being told to shut up is beyond me, and it should be the first trigger to everyone, and I think it is for most of you here in this audience, but the first trigger to not shut up and to not just say okay and to not just move on until we get fair, transparent results. There's nothing about this process that seemed fair, yet there's people out there saying this was the most fair election, 2020, the most fair election in our nation's history. No. The fact that you're saying that concerns me. You should be concerned too. Guys, there is a lot going on. And again, as I've described, we're already in the fire. People are pouring gas on in lots of different areas. It's getting hotter. It's leading somewhere we don't want to go. And it might end up just going there. But we have to get the answers we deserve. We have to be able to know that we can trust certain things. I don't know that we ever will, but we've got to push for it. We certainly won't if we don't push for it. So stay frosty. Stay strong. Don't back down. Don't not have Thanksgiving with your family and friends if you're one of these Democrat cities in one of them. See them. Celebrate. Let's try and finish this year right with some good news. Dear God, it's been awful. Spend time with your loved ones. Hopefully we can flip this election around. But if you just sit back and take it on this election, you just sit back and take it on COVID, you sit back and take it on this, they will take everything you've got. And we will, as a country, you as a person, you as a family, you as a community, have nothing left except what the Democrats and all their glory decide to give you. It's time to fight, guys. Pick a side. Pick a side. Know what side you're on and don't back down. Been a good week. We appreciate you hanging out, sticking with us throughout all of this stuff. I know, as we say time and time again, some of you are having to search harder for these videos because for whatever reason, they hate me and don't want my voice out there. It's not fun, but we are growing our other platforms. We're not going anywhere here. So keep coming. Go to DrewBerkowitz.com. That is the best place to find us. We really appreciate your support. We'll get at least one more, if not two, clips out to you today and or over the weekend. And we'll look forward to seeing you next week. We got a long fight ahead of us, guys. It's super important that we stick together, rally together, be smart, push back, as I said. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.